Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference class. Today's class will be given by His Grace Ramgiridhari Prabhuji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 5 and text number 119 onwards. Is it 19? Yes, I think 19. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, are you on the call?
Yes, Mataji, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Prabhuji, very much. Please accept my humble obeisances. All good Shushra Prabhupada, all good Shushra Guru Maharaj. And thank you very much for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. I now hand over the call to you, Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Please take the call.
Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila, chapter 5, text number 119. Purna Saddaishwarya Chaitanya Swayam Bhagavan Tandre Kaili Kshudra Jeeva Spulingas Samanam. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. You have calculated Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full in six opulences, to be on the level of an ordinary living being. Instead of knowing him as the supreme fire, you have accepted him as a spark. Purport. In the Upanishads, it is said, Yatagner Vishpulinga Vyucharanti. The living entities are like sparks of fire, and his lordship, the supreme personality of Godhead, is considered the original great fire. When we hear this Shruti Vakya or message from the Vedas, we should understand the distinction between the Supreme Lord Krishna and the living entities. A person under the control of the external energy, however, cannot understand that distinction. Such a person cannot understand that the Supreme Person is the original great fire, whereas the living entities are simply small fragmental parts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mamai Vamso Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Manasastani Indriyani Prakritistani Karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. There is a distinction between the body and the soul of the materially existing living being. But because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannatha do not possess material bodies, there is no distinction between their bodies and souls. On the spiritual platform, body and soul are identical. There is no distinction between them. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.11.38, This is the divinity of the personality of Godhead. He is not affected by the qualities of material nature, even though he is in contact with them. Similarly, the devotees who have taken shelter of the Lord cannot be influenced by the material qualities. His lordship, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, is unaffected by the influence of the three modes of material nature. Indeed, his devotees are also unpolluted by the influence of the external energy because they engage in the service of his lordship. Even the very body of a devotee becomes spiritualized, just as an iron rod put into fire becomes as qualified as fire because it becomes red hot and will immediately burn anything it touches. Therefore, the poet from Bengal committed a great offense by treating Lord Jagannath's body and Lord Jagannath, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as two different entities, material and spiritual, as if the Lord were an ordinary living being. The Lord is always the master of the material energy. Therefore, he is not doomed to be covered by the material energy like an ordinary living entity. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So this just for the sake of those who may have not being part of the previous set of shlokas. So I just set the context. There was a Brahmana who came to visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This Brahmana has composed written a very nice, according to him, a drama. And he wanted to offer that to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he came all the way to Jagannath Puri knowing that Mahaprabhu is there. So as an offering and glorification to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he thought of approaching him. In Jagannath Puri or in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate circle, there is a set protocol. If anyone wants to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or compose or offer such offerings, they will have to go through Mahaprabhu's two confidential associates. One is Govinda, another one is Swarup Damodar Goswami. Generally, Swarup Damodar Goswami does all this verification and validation before it is presented to Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he is establishing a Sankirtan mission, preaching mission, right from the time he started to preach and present Krishna consciousness to the general populace, he was very particular in making sure that what is offered are all bona fide, authentic, and he never gave an opportunity for any misunderstanding or misrepresentation to be crept in. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a set protocol that if Swarup Damodar Goswami accepts, then Mahaprabhu can give an audience. Why Swarup Damodar Goswami? Swarup Damodar Goswami completely in toto understands the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, he is such an intelligent servant that he works in tandem with Mahaprabhu's mood and arranges the house, arranges the ashram, arranges the places of Mahaprabhu's visit, compose songs, set the ambience in such a way that Mahaprabhu will be able to relish, participate in that leela, or he will be able to enjoy whichever mood he is going to get into. That is considered as a first-class servant, one who need not be told what a master is expecting. He or she is constantly looking for the moods and emotions of the masters and trying to prepare and serve them very intelligently. So Swarup Damodar Goswami is a set, you know, person to go through before anyone reaches to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this Brahmana approached his friend in Jagannath Puri, who happens to be one of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His name was Bhagavan Acharya. So this Bhagavan Acharya hosted or accommodated this Brahmana in his house. And the Brahmana, with the help of Bhagavan Acharya, made an application to Swarup Damodar Goswami for reading or going through this drama. So Bhagavan Acharya made an application, made a request. So Swarup Damodar Goswami did not show any interest initially. In the meanwhile, the Brahmana read the entire drama to Bhagavan Acharya and also to his friends. And all of them, they did not find anything unusual. In fact, they enjoyed it, or they kind of appreciated it. So Bhagavan Acharya came as a recommendation to this Brahmana. And after multiple iterations of request to Swarup Damodar Goswami, Swarup Damodar Goswami did mention that please note that we have a set standard. We have to make sure that there is no single percentage of rasabhas, a mixture of mellows, or any philosophical deviations that might harm or tarnish the whole mission of this Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So after giving all this assurance, because of Bhagavan Acharya's persistent request, Swarup Damodar Goswami agreed to give an audience to the Brahmana. So the Brahmana arrived and he read the first portion of the drama. And as you all must have gone through, the narration went something like, Mahaprabhu has been glorified as a soul, and Jagannath is glorified as a body. And so long as Mahaprabhu is not there, this is just a dead matter, which is the form of Jagannath is just a dead matter. And Mahaprabhu adds life to the form of Lord Jagannath. So the Brahmana's intent or whatever was to glorify Mahaprabhu. But in the process of glorifying Mahaprabhu, he kind of insulted and gave a very offensive comparison and brought the position of the Supreme Lord Jagannath to or his form to be some materialistic object. So initially when he narrated, when he read the, you know, composition, everybody did not understand or they did not like it. But Swarup Damodar Goswami did not want to jump into the conclusion. So he asked the Brahmana, can you please explain what you just composed? Then when he gave this explanation, Swarup Damodar Goswami could not control himself even for 1 second. He became so upset, so furious. And he became so upset and furious on 3 things. Number one, that Lord Jagannath is, the power or the position of the Lord Jagannath is insulted here. Number two, that in the name of glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has brought in a content which is going to harm Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching mission by, you know, if at all by mistake, it had gone to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and, you know, somewhere Mahaprabhu would have heard this. This would have definitely upset him and would have definitely brought in a sort of an embarrassment. And third is that somehow the other members, they couldn't even recognize or they couldn't even relate that this guy is actually in the name of glorification bringing in an offense. So Swarup Damodar Goswami became very upset. So the words that we just read today, is a verse that Swarup Damodar Goswami is responding to the narration of that Brahmana. So it's a very interesting context, and we have so many lessons that we can learn in this context. Within our limited time, let's learn some lessons by which we will be able to become serious and sincere in our endeavors, in our own glorification towards the Supreme Lord. So as Prabhupada explains in the purport, that if somebody has not understood the power and position of the Supreme Lord, out of envy, out of greed, out of extended association with the materialistic things, people consider the form and the leelas of the Supreme Lord as something ordinary. Avajhananti mamura manushim tanumashritam param bhava majananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. Krishna explains to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, avajananti mamura, that person is called a great, glorious, classified fool. If someone considers my form and appearance as something ordinary. Manushim tanumashrutam param bhava majananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. Krishna is telling, if somebody did not understand, did not appreciate, did not realize that my transcendental form, leela, name, fame, everything is all identical, and they consider my avatar as something, equating to the manushya who is subjected to all misery, subjected to all janma mrtyu jara vyadi, he is considered a fool. So that's exactly what Swarup Damodar Goswami is chastising this Brahmana up to. So in our discussions today, we are going to have some sets of reflections. Through those reflections, let us turn this, current context. The first reflection, or the first and foremost important point, which Srila Prabhupada time and again repeatedly insisted, that all his students of Krishna consciousness movement are expected to stay on the same path and the framework that Srila Prabhupada has set, and never should deviate left or right. Then only they are assured to make it to the spiritual abode. Srila Prabhupada, I'm just paraphrasing this. Srila Prabhupada was very particular that his own students read Srila Prabhupada's books. Not just read, they read as well as understand, as well as apply, then they preach. Srila Prabhupada did not want any one of his students to be some sort of a bogus hypocrite where he just go out and talk about Krishna without realizing the content and the sentiments of it. Srila Prabhupada was very, very clear on this right from the day one. He did not want to make sure, he did not want anyone to just go there out and just build masses. There are a few episodes in Prabhupada's life I will just recollect to help you, to help us understand this particular point. So, number one, Gopal Krishna Maharaj one day asked Srila Prabhupada. He said, it was in Bombay, Srila Prabhupada, why don't we distribute your books by, outsourcing to a exhibition guys who are very famous international exhibition organizers. They may be able to display our books in their exhibition and probably, we will get more sales. I may not be able to, tell every chronological of event and every mood and emotions of exchanges, but this is just a crux of the message here is, Srila Prabhupada discouraged that. I'm not sure if they still put it or not put it, but Srila Prabhupada told Gopal Krishna Maharaj that our books are sold not based on anything else. It is sold based on the sincerity and the devotion of my followers, because they have accepted me as their spiritual authority and they have accepted the science that I have taught. and they have applied that science in their own personal lives with their own devotional quotient. They are able to distribute my books, not by their own sales technique. Second episode. Srila Prabhupada was in Australia. One reporter asked Srila Prabhupada, that Srila Prabhupada or Swamiji, you claim to have a very famous and a very powerful, successful, bona fide movement, but hardly, you know, there are any followers in Australia. Because he did ask question to Srila Prabhupada how many followers he has. Srila Prabhupada said around about 10,000 are my students. So he said that is nothing in comparison to the mass. Srila Prabhupada said very, very profoundly, he made a statement saying that for a diamond shop to buy diamond, you won't get masses there. We get masses in vegetable shops. But to buy diamond and jewelry, only those who are qualified and those who are capable, they will only approach or go there. So our science of Krishna consciousness is very, very rare and very special and very unique. So only those who are blessed soul, they get access to it. This is not just a cover-up. This is actually a very well thought and well realized statement, because the science of Krishna consciousness is not delivered to anyone and everyone. Only those who are fortunate souls, they get this message. So hence, Srila Prabhupada wanted to make sure all the endeavor that were put in by all our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, they go in a very bona fide, protected manner. And that is why Srila Prabhupada had set up Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, and he gave SOPs, statement of purposes, how they are supposed to function. And he made sure that Bhaktivedanta Book Trust is a separate legal entity and not legally associated with ISKCON. Because Srila Prabhupada knew that in terms of application and practices, there may be challenges, there may be casualties, there may be scenarios, because in his own life, Srila Prabhupada had seen that in Gaudiya Math. So he wanted to make sure that at no point in time, by no practical, administrative, operational, transactional reasons, the power and sanctity of his literatures are tarnished. So because whatever Krishna gave, whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, whatever the Parampara Acharya gave, we need to deliver them down the line without any adulteration, without any amalgamation, without any without any mixture. And Srila Prabhupada was very, 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 very particular on that particular point. So our first and foremost duties as a student, as a preacher, as a practitioner is to be extra careful in making sure what we are learning, from whom we are learning, how we are learning, how much we are learning, where all we are trying to, keep ourselves, spread ourselves. In the name of Krishna consciousness, we should not digress from the focal point that Srila Prabhupada had given us. A very nice example had been suggested in this. There may be many, many bona fide medicines available out there in the market, but all bona fide medicines are not, relevant and important for us. The reason I'm saying is that I'm already seeing, or we are already seeing in the movement, where devotees started to, accept or adopt or embrace things which are definitely bona fide, but they are not recommended explicitly or recommended by Srila Prabhupada in general. There may be, on one-on-one cases, case-to-case basis or various personal basis, some interactions must have happened. But in general, as a, movement, Srila Prabhupada gave a specific recommendation, we should stick on to that. So hence, as a practitioners, we need to make sure that we are very loyal to Srila Prabhupada's books, read them, understand them, apply them, and preach them. And whilst we are preaching, as much as possible, we try to repeat and stay in the same, context and the same framework as Srila Prabhupada has given. We are not against all the other various glorious, wonderful descriptions and glories of Krishna. For sure, Srila Prabhupada has encouraged us to, you know, dive deep into it and get on to understand other Vaishnava Acharya's perspective. But we need to understand those all need to be accepted, adopted, keeping Srila Prabhupada's directive as a base. So when Swarup Damodar Goswami was said, Prabhupada mentions there that this was a regulative principle set by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is a regulative principle means? That you can't change it. So similarly, if we take up any other Vaishnava Acharya, maybe bona fide Vaishnava Acharya, maybe somebody who has glorified Krishna in a very extraordinary manner, so we need to adopt, accept, embrace them in line, in adaptation, in association with Srila Prabhupada's views and perspectives, because the smallest, slightest deviation, if it is gone unnoticed, can cause a very serious offense to the entire endeavor of all the Vaishnava Acharyas. So this is my first and sincere reflection, because it is very easy for a practitioner to digress, to just in the hunch of, in the quest of learning more and more new things, we may jump from one, you know, literature to another, to another, to another, and eventually we may start finding faults at Srila Prabhupada. So the second reflection is the effect of not accepting Srila Prabhupada's literature as the basis is something that I have personally seen in my own, you know, devotional life in our circle of friends. We had a very senior devotee, disciple of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj. So he used to be very very active, very involved preacher. But at some point in time, because he came in contact with some so-called senior or Babaji or some sant in Vrindavan, he started to think that probably whatever Srila Prabhupada had given is only relevant for Western audience, is relevant for those who are, you know, struggling or wobbling to even understand the basic cultural aspect of it, but not actually meant for those who are deeply rooted in Indian culture or Vedic culture. So hence he thought that since I or he hails from such a Vedic upbringing, so he thought he can explore other Vedic literature, and he finally landed up and accusing or kind of questioning Srila Prabhupada's presentation, saying that this is all something that Srila Prabhupada could have done something better or could have explained something more. And he eventually gave up his association with ISKCON. So my second reflection hence is that if we let the anartha, let the deviation creep in, then it works in a very eccentric manner, that eventually it kind of collapses the basic functioning in Krishna consciousness. I'll tell you a story from King Yayati's life. King Yayati was a very sincere and serious practitioner and a very nice Vaishnava. This is the story of King Yayati prior to what is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. As of now in Srimad Bhagavatam, we know how King Yayati gone to an extent of degraded lifestyle, that he went to his own son asking him to exchange his youth so that he can enjoy sensual pleasure still more for some more years. So that's the portion that we have, you know, that we have known in Srimad Bhagavatam. But there is another side of the Yayati stories from Padma Puran. His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj mentioned this in one of the lectures. I personally, you know, was witness and attended to this lecture. This is from Padma Puran. So this King Yayati was a very orthodox, very bona fide and wonderful Vaishnava. Not only he was a Vaishnava, his entire kingdom that he was ruling were all very nicely devotional. He was so devotional and so authentic that he would not let anyone adulter even a slightest amount of deviation in Krishna consciousness. So he was very particular what he hear, what he read, where does he go, whom does he approve, whom does he associate. All those things were very nice. So his kingdom was so pakka, so much so that everything was very smooth and clean and fine and, you know, peaceful. And naturally, our friend Indra became a little restless. So Indra wanted to disturb this scenario. So Indra sent few apsaras and said that please make sure that this guy does not flourish anymore. Because it looks like the way he goes, he will be a threat to my post. And when Indra arranged for some apsaras to come down, and the only way he thinks that a person can get captivated is through lust. So he sent few online social media channel or a TV channel, FTV, MTV, whatever TV, sports TV, star TV, whatever, you know, some channel like that. Few apsaras came and danced and tried to allude, but nothing happened because they were all very sincerely, seriously practicing devotees. So they couldn't do anything. So they came back to Indra and said that, sorry, sir, they all seems to be following four regulative principles very nicely, getting up Mangalarti, chanting 16 rounds early in the morning, regularly hearing Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, very fixed, pakka devotees. We couldn't do anything. So Indra said, you know, you guys are, you know, really useless. So he really thought that somehow I should do some better arrangement to derail Yayati from his own position. So he called Kamadev. Hey, Kamadev, I'll give you a project. This project is a very special project and I want you to execute it yourself. And he narrated the entire, you know, plan that somehow or other, please make sure that this king Yayati derails from his spiritual, you know, status. So Kamadev, you know, assessed the situation and said, my dear friend, or my dear sir, I want three things to accomplish this mission. Number one, you cannot restrict me on the time. I need more time. Number two, I will need a lot of financial resources. Number three, I need some set of people to be with me during that time, and all the expenses are to be borne by you. Indra said, Tathastu, so be it. So this whole team, crew, came down to Yayati's kingdom. They came in the disguised. They came disguised as some drama troupe people. So basically their agenda was to somehow win confidence, to gain confidence, to gain popularity so that they will be able to get audience with Yayati. And then they had a plan. So they went around the city performing various dramas from Vedic literature, Ramayana, Bharata, so many other, you know, bona fide things. So they performed leelas, street dance, street drama, road shows, whatever kind of events, stage dramas. So they very soon, they became popular because of whatever meticulousness they showed in putting this drama together. They became very popular. And as they became popular, so many government officials, they also got audience to this, and they requested some of them, can we get an audience to audience with King Ayati? So somehow they, you know, couldn't get an appointment. King Ayati kept on delaying it, denying it. And then when the request came again and again, then King Ayati asked his men to make sure that the entire drama and the presentations are bona fide and according to the Vedic scripture. And these guys, you know, the so-called, you know, drama troupe, they were conscious of King Ayati's prudence and his particular expectation. So they made sure that when they were performing those drama, they did not make any mistake and they kept on to the script. And that way they could get approvals from his subordinates. And finally, one day, King Ayati agreed for a meeting or to participate to witness the drama. So this was a D-Day. And Kamadev called all the, you know, apsaras and all the drama troupe members, saying that, my dear friends, this is the time that we have to show our skills. We came for this mission, and tomorrow is a very suitable time to fulfill that mission. And the plan is like this. We should perform our drama so well, so captivating in such a manner that the king and all the audience should have a jaw-dropping effect. And when they are so much involved in this activity or this drama, at that time, I will see to that as a part of the narration and execution, I will perform certain offensive and improper scenes offending the Supreme Lord. Because they are already captivated, they are so much involved in the scene, they may not realize and see it, and they will in turn appreciate, and that's good enough for me to capture their heart. When I enter their heart, then I know how to spread myself over there. So this is the plan. And the drama troupe, the D-Day came, everybody sat in the first row, Yayati was sitting. Drama was going on, and initially 1, 2, 3 scenes, everything was going perfect, very nice, very emotional, very, authentic. So King Ayati slowly got involved. So do all the audience. So, and when Kamadev realized that now Ayati is in a very set mood to enjoy. So that's when he committed few scenes offending about the Supreme Lord. Something similar to what this current scenario is. Derogatory or some sort of a offensive narration and exhibition of act. And because they were also engrossed, they started to enjoy and say, wow, 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 very nice, very nice. And that act of offense, even though it is unknowingly or unintentionally, but because they appreciated, because they enjoyed, because they glorified, Kamadev could enter there. They could, there was a crack or there is a small, a deviation through which Kamadev entered the heart of King Ayati. And when Kamadev entered the heart of King Ayati, that's when the whole debacle started to happen. It is explained, up till that point in time, King Ayati used to look very young, energetic, lustrous. But when Kamadev entered the heart, he developed all sorts of, lusty, and he started to feel pale, become old, and eventually he reached up to the point of completely engrossing himself into sense gratification. So, for all of us, as students of Srimad Bhagavatam and students of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara, we don't need Kamadev or Indra or any other Apsara to come and distract us. Few social media clicks here and there, few, distractions here and there, few, unguarded reading and hearing from here and there is good enough for us to get polluted by some offenses. The reason why Srila Prabhupada initially restricts, of course, when you go out there and become a very bona fide, established, strong devotee, as a matter of duty and service, you may need to associate, tackle, talk to Mayavadis and various other, people. We'll come to that part. But as a sadhaka, as a student, as we are initially learning in Krishna consciousness, we need to make sure that we stay within the framework. Otherwise, it is not only going to confuse us, it is actually going to pollute us. And it will affect our consciousness so much so that in the name of Krishna consciousness, we will land up doing some sort of a offensive act, as it is explained by Srila Prabhupada here. So this whole science, of course, there is a completely technical explanation that Srila Prabhupada is giving about the spark versus the jwala. Viparchir evahi dashantaram apyupetya. Vipayate vivrita hetu samana dharma yes tadrig heva hicha vishnu taya vibhati govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. So it is very nicely explained by Brahma that the first, the lamp or the the fire. That's Supreme Lord. From him, everybody else, all the other incarnations, direct incarnations, indirect incarnations, expansions, all of them, they come from there. But the first one is called Avatari, and rest everything is called Avatar because of the fact that he is the master, primary source, and rest everybody else is, you know, his subordinate. So that brings in my third reflection, where Prabhupada explains in this, you know, purport, Amaivamso Jivaloke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Manasastani Indriyani Prakritistani Karshati. So we are all separated spirit souls, part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and hence we need to act like that and not ever once start to think that we are the masters. If we are not careful of the first reflection and second reflection, if we are not careful of what to hear and how one should not fall prey to some sort of an offensive exposure, then what will happen is we will start to assume ourselves as the masters, assume ourselves as the controller, assume ourselves as somebody who can rule over things, and eventually start to suffer in this material world. So the third reflection hence is about, in the science of Krishna consciousness, we need to be very, very clear about our constitutional position. Our constitutional position is Jivera Swarupohoi Krishnera Nitya Das. And that's where Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Mattaha Parataram Nanyat Kinchitasti Dananjaya Mai Sarvam Idam Proktam Sutre Manigana Iva. Like how a pearl is strung in the thread. Similarly, all the Jivatmas or everybody are resting on the Supreme Lord, and the Supreme Lord is tying all of us together. If the Supreme Lord is not there, I mean, if that understanding is not there, we will start to assume our position and role as something material and temporary, which is very, very detrimental in our Krishna consciousness journey. So hence my third reflection is that we all are expected to function always. And one of the unique aspect of our Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, why Swarup Damodar Goswami or anyone who's associated with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very, very particular about this, is to set us into that position that Jivera Swarupo Hoy Krishnera Nitya Das. We are just servants and Krishna is always the master. And Krishna is the master, whether he is in this material world performing Leela or whether he is in the Dharu Brahma form, or whether he's in the name, fame, or any other form, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So that understanding, absolutely without any adulteration, is offered only by Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas. All other people have got some form or the other in terms of understanding or subsequent explanations or in terms of preaching. But at least Srila Prabhupada maintained or established a standard that we will have to, you know, stay on this particular point. Srila Prabhupada was once in giving a class. He was invited for a public meeting. This Bhurijan Prabhu shared during one of the Prabhupada's disappearance day celebration. Srila Prabhupada was, you know, the main first speaker. And after that, there were a few other Mayavadi sannyasis. They were going to speak after Srila Prabhupada. So after Srila Prabhupada finished his speaking, Prabhupada was given an asana and Prabhupada was sitting there, and he had some of his, you know, students you know, around him. One of them was Bhurijan Prabhu. And after the speech of Prabhupada, one of the Mayavadi sannyasis of a very famous Mayavada mutt from Calcutta, I do not want to name it here. So he started speaking, and he started speaking slowly, slowly some Mayavada philosophy and ideology. Prabhupada was tolerating. He was getting restless. After a point in time, when Srila Prabhupada, you know, could not stop, could not, you know, tolerate offensive of the Supreme Lord, he told the students that, stop this guy. I mean, he kind of shouted or, you know, gave a very stern message saying that, stop this guy from speaking. So Bhurijan Prabhu was telling that this was a public meeting and ISKCON was not the organizer, and how are we going to do that? So they were not sure how to execute this instruction of Srila Prabhupada. So Bhurijan Prabhu was sharing that whenever we get into such a situation, whenever we, you know, have to follow some advice which is very trivial or which is very difficult to follow, we go back to Srila Prabhupada and ask, please give us a way how to follow it. So we cannot go in another people's, you know, function or event, you know, please stop this speaker because he's speaking nonsense. You can't say that, even though Prabhupada is asking him to do that. So then Gurujan Prabhu said that we all ask Prabhupada, Prabhupada, please tell, how do you want us to do that? Srila Prabhupada said, start the kirtan. So I don't fully remember whether they started the kirtan and they left the stage or what they eventually did. But I guess Gurujan Prabhu did mention that I think they were not called, you know, they were never invited again. And Prabhupada never minded that, you know, in such a forum, you know, audience is needed. Because Srila Prabhupada wanted to keep the identity of ISKCON nowhere closer to Mayavada or such sort of an aberrated understanding. Here, this Brahmana was actually, you know, mentioning Jagannath as some sort of a material object and Mahaprabhu as sort of a soul. This is a completely adulterated, aberrated, and is a offensive perspective about the Supreme Lord. Because when Mahaprabhu was there, there were two lords simultaneously. In the Ratyatra past day, we discussed how the Lord Jagannath, we discussed even in the, you know, very first chapter of Antilila, Lord Jagannath is coming in the Ratyatra cart and Lord Jagannath is witnessing. So that is Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Srimati Radharani, and they are having a very wonderful loving exchanges. And those few associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they could witness. And one of them was our great glorious Rupa Goswami. If you remember that episode, Rupa Goswami came there. He was writing the, you know, Leela. So he was writing Krishna Leela as one single book. But then when he came to Satyabhama Puri, in the dream, Satyabhama came in the dream and said that you should explain Krishna's Dwaraka Leela separately. Otherwise, originally his plan was Krishna's Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwaraka Leela as a single book. When he came to Satyabhama Puri, when he got Satyabhama in his dream, or he got a, you know, beautiful lady in the dream and said that you should explain about the Leela of the Lord in Dwaraka separately, he was contemplating on it. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in front of Jagannath, so then and there he scribbled something and he wrote a song. He wrote a song and he went and kept in his house rooftop in the house of Haridas Thakur. But somehow, when next day when Rupa Goswami had been for darshan of Jagannath, Mahaprabhu came over there, picked up that, you know, prayer and started to read it and started to appreciate Rupa Goswami. And then he got it validated by Swarup Damodar Goswami, Jagadananda Pandit, Ramananda Rai, and so many other people. And that time everybody glorified this person could write such a glorification, because in that prayer he has explained how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Srimati Radhika and Krishna is the Supreme Lord, Jagannath, and they are having a very loving, wonderful, loving exchanges, having an eye-to-eye contact, and they are celebrating their, you know, private, beautiful moment, even though it is in the public streets. So something of that sort. I don't exactly remember the details. But the point is that Mahaprabhu appreciated Rupa Goswami. And all the other members said that, my dear Mahaprabhu, this would not be possible if you had not given you a special benediction upon this person. He could write and glorify you only because you have explained, you blessed this, you know, devotee, given a special blessings of yours. And Mahaprabhu kind of, you know, acknowledged that fact. So the message here is that the third reflection is Jivera Swarupa Hoy Krishnera Nitya Dhas. And the whole important part is we need to always understand us in connection with Krishna as servants and Krishna being a supreme whole wherever he is. One day, our Radha Govinda Maharaj, this is a very famous pastime. You all must have heard it, but I just want to, you know, state it here because the context is that he had been to Gorakhpur. This is the very first time when Srila Prabhupada was in Gorakhpur giving a Bhagavad Katha. So he read the advertisement or the banner. He went into the Katha. He liked that lecture of Srila Prabhupada. And so he went and met Srila Prabhupada and said that, I would like to serve you or become your student. I may not know the exact conversation. So Srila Prabhupada said that, I'm giving a class or I'm going to have some sort of a lecture series in Vrindavan. Why don't you come and meet me in Vrindavan? Adha Govind Maharaj said, sure, I will definitely come and meet you in Vrindavan. So maybe it was after a month or after 2 months or whenever that was. So Radha Govind Maharaj came to Vrindavan and he came to Krishna Balaram temple. And incidentally, he went to Srila Prabhupada himself. But because he had met Srila Prabhupada only once before, he didn't recollect Srila Prabhupada's face very vividly. So he went and asked Srila Prabhupada himself, can you let me know where and when I can meet His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami. So Srila Prabhupada wanted to, kind of have a chat. So he said, why do you want to meet him? So Maharaj mentioned that because he is my guru. So then Prabhupada said that, why is your guru? Then he said that, because he has explained or taught that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. So then Prabhupada said that, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is devotee of Krishna. Then Maharaj said that, no, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Then Srila Prabhupada said, once again, said, no, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna's devotee, very great devotee. And Radha Govind Maharaj, in a kind of a, inappropriate, not a, bad man, it was kind of a little angry or a harshly or, little rudely, said that, if you do not know that, if you do not, I just want to meet Bhaktivedanta Swami, don't try to, talk anything other than that. If you do not know that, leave it like that. Something of that sort, he said. And at that time, Srila Prabhupada started laughing and laughing. And immediately Maharaj realized that it was actually Srila Prabhupada. That time Srila Prabhupada said, called all his students and said, you know what this boy is saying? He's saying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Yes, that's the right understanding of our Siddhanta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here in Jagannath Puri, staying there and worshipping Jagannath, who is Krishna himself. So the entire whole glorification of Lord Jagannath, Jagannath Puri, very clearly says how Lord Jagannath and Mahaprabhu are two supreme lords simultaneously, present in the dham. So many wonderful glorifications are there. And when we are not careful, we will not be able to enter, we will not be able to appreciate, we will not be able to enjoy that sweetness, because that sweetness is lost when we bring in such a weird perspective. So hence, Swarup Damodar Goswami was very upset. So my third reflection hence is, always remember that we are just servants, and servants of servants of servants of servants of Mahaprabhu. The one of the main reason is that we will eventually reach Krishna. Otherwise, something looks like Krishna consciousness we will be doing, the end destination will not be Krishna, it will be something else. And my last reflection, the fourth reflection, is the effect of Krishna Katha versus effect of hearing some aberrated message. The effect of Krishna Katha is, there are five effects of Krishna Katha. Number one effect of Krishna Katha is, a person who is hearing Krishna Katha, and it is explained in 3rd canto, 25th chapter, 25th shloka. Satam prasangam mama viryaha. So it is explained that satam prasangam, sangam means association. Prasangam means enthusiastic, eagerly aspiring devotees association. Sukadeva Goswami explains, satam prasangam mama virya. The point is, you should be in the association of those devotees, not just devotees. Devotees who are eagerly involved, interested in hearing Krishna Katha. If you are in that association, then you will be able to get yourself transformed and eventually reach the part of pure devotional service. So the point here is, the effect of hearing Krishna Katha in such an enthusiastic assembly is such that we get a transcendental vision. What does a transcendental vision mean? Number one, we will know to differentiate between illusion and reality properly. We will not mistake reality as illusion, illusion as reality. Number two, we will not hate the sinner. We will only dislike the sins and be careful from sin, but not sinner. We will start developing compassion, para dukkha dukhi. And third is, we will never be partial. We will always respect everyone as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, the very broad manner and mentality. This is the first effect. We will get transcendental vision. The second effect is, whilst we are in this material world, we will get aloof, we will get eliminated, we will get uplifted by being in contact with this material world. This whole science and effect of Krishna Katha, hearing Krishna consciousness, hearing a Krishna consciousness narration, you will see that in the next two or three shlokas in the same chapter, where Prabhupada explains that how a drama should be written. What is the standard of a drama? And he is referring to the glorious Rupa Goswami's work. He said, this is how we follow. We follow Rupa Anuga. We follow the footsteps of Rupa Goswami. And that's how we present our philosophy. So the second effect is, we get freed from the effects of this material world when we hear Krishna consciousness in Satam Prasangam. The third is, Krishna consciousness is antiseptic. Krishna consciousness katha, Krishna katha is antiseptic. Antiseptic meaning, if the evil effects of whatever materialistic life that we would have led prior to coming into Krishna consciousness, the effect of them, instead of getting more and more complicated in us, this Krishna consciousness heals that and saves us from further damage. Septic happens when there is a cut and when there is a, you know, infection happen, infection gets spreads into septic and eventually that whole place gets completely rotten and we may lose that part. So if you let it go to become septic, then we may kind of lose that part. So Krishna consciousness saves us from the antiseptic effect of this materialistic world. And fourth effect of hearing Krishna Katha in a bona fide association is that it is called prophylactic, which means it is preventing a disease to even come. It's much more than, you know, after effect, it is a proactive one. If anyone is exposed to Krishna consciousness in a bona fide association, they are shielded from the evil effects of Kali Yuga and they are, you know, saved. It prevents the disease. And the fifth effect is, this Krishna Katha helps us in developing love for Krishna, developing sincere endeavor to serve Krishna, and we will be able to orient our life in such a way that Krishna will be our priority. And the effect of hearing materialistic or aberrated or adulterated science is exactly opposite of that. Our vision will get narrowed because we want popularity, we want name, fame, power, position. In the name of Krishna, using Krishna consciousness, that is why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj very strongly condemned that those who are selling Bhagavad Katha, those who are trying to do business out of Srimad Bhagavatam, they are all pretenders. Please never ever associate with them. So their vision is very narrow-minded. They will be able to not differentiate between illusion and reality. They will only be committing sins in the name of Krishna consciousness, do lots of nonsenses. And number two, they are in the material world, even they are in the spiritual, you know, Sangha. As Prabhupada explains, that Maya is there within our movement if you are not careful in your own devotional life. So if somebody is not careful about the science of Krishna consciousness, he may get carried away. The third is that instead of, the effect of it being antiseptic, it will further complicate it, make it much more worser. And we will be exposed to the Kali and we will become eventually Kali Chelas. And the last but not least, we will not develop love for Krishna. We will develop lust and we will become lusty, greedy, angry, envy in this material world. And we will definitely have a royal ride towards hellish life. So hence, Swarup Damodar Goswami and all the Vaishnava Acharyas are very particular of what we are hearing. And I'll just end this with this small note. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami warns that please be careful in your Krishna consciousness life. There is a plant and sapling which looks like Krishna consciousness, and there is one which is actually Krishna consciousness. If you do not know to differentiate between them, probably we will uproot bhakti as a weed, and we may water weed as bhakti, and that may be detrimental. So hence, in the journey of Krishna consciousness, Rupa Goswami explains, bhakti is like walking on a razor's edge. Let's be very careful and sensitive in what we do, how we do, when we do, why we do, how much we do, with whom we do, so that we eventually make it to the spiritual abode, because this human form of life is very rare, and all the more rare is to come in contact with the bona fide devotees association. And in that rarity, let's not mess up our own opportunity for going back home, back to Godhead. I'll end here with a small summary of whatever we discussed. We discussed four reflections as a part of the whole science of this understanding. We need to make sure that in our journey to Krishna consciousness, we are very much attached and bona fide and particular in reading what to read, what to associate. And Srila Prabhupada's directive is to never deviate from what he has given. And the second reflection that we discussed was about the challenge of offensive hearing, or getting exposed to certain things which is inappropriate, which happens to be an offense and may derail us from our spiritual journey. The third aspect of it that we discussed is about how, if we are not careful about the first and second one, we may not understand, or we may not get situated into the stage of I am a servant of the Supreme Lord. Rather, I'll start assuming myself as the master and start to control, and eventually fall into my own trap. And last but not least, the effect of hearing Krishna Katha versus effect of hearing something looks like Krishna Katha, but it's completely a non-bona fide one. Effect of hearing Krishna Katha is we will get transcendental vision, which means we will know to differentiate between illusion and reality. We will be able to, you know, have a para dukkha dukhi mentality. We will not be able to hate the sinners. Only sin will be something we'll be concerned about. And third is that we will be broad-minded and offering respects to everyone. And second is we will be shielded from this evil effects of this material world. Whilst we are in this material world, we will be operating in Krishna consciousness. Third is Krishna consciousness is an antiseptic one, and which means it shields, it saves, rescues us from the past anomalies. And fourth is Krishna consciousness is prophylactic, which means it is acting as a cure, a prevention from the future diseases. And last but not least, we will develop love for Krishna. And on the contrary, if somebody is not associated with bona fide literatures of our Vaishnava Acharyas, they will not get transcendental vision. They will be narrow-minded, and they will be always looking forward for profit-centric puja, lava, pratishta, and they will definitely, whilst staying in the, so-called association, they will be, whilst staying in a good association, they will be not taking advantage of the association, rather than they will, put themselves into a very difficult situation, and their heart will be full of lusty and Kali Chela effect, and eventually they will miss a very rarest opportunity to take advantage of this human form of life. So let's all respect and take a sincere note of Srila Prabhupada's instruction on this particular point. And this Leela helps us to, reflect on them. Thank you so much. Shri Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nithai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Are there any questions or comments?
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Very, very enlightening class. Very nicely you have given all these points. How to watch out and how to progress like that. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. And if anybody has any question, please go ahead. Hare Krishna.
Hello, class. Especially in this topic, there's so much application, and I really like the relevant stories that you said. It's really something to think about. In the name of Krishna consciousness, and in the name of still following the Sampradaya and trying to stick also, if the concept of Puja La Pratishta that you were talking about just seeps in, then everything is spoiled. It's commonly seen, and so important for us to remember that. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Very, very thought-provoking class, as always. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Lord Srila Prabhupada. Anybody else has any other questions or comments?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Please accept my humble obeisances. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. This is our God Nitai. So very beautiful, always smiling. And makes us smile by looking at him, you know, every day. Keep chanting. So very beautiful. So I have gone through so many sampradayas. And finally, I'm surrendered to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and their philosophy. And enjoying every day, every day. Dancing also sometimes. He can see the face all the time, smiley face all the time. And I'm a Shishya of Radha Goswami Maharaj. As you said about the Maharaj, yes, that was true that after hearing that message conveyed from my Maharaj to Srila Prabhupada that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is the Lord Krishna, no. My faith was got very deepened into it, and every day enjoying going to Harinam. Nothing best than Harinam.
Hi, very nice.
Yes.
I've lost your services, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Very nice lecture of yours. Your ability to say lectures in very deeply thorough manner is very good. I like very much to hear from you, Prabhu. Very good.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dhanavad Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Your all realization is touched to heart, Prabhuji, that we should read only Srila Prabhupada book and we should not deviate from the YouTube or any phone. We should strictly follow the instruction of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is repeatedly all the students that the Srila Prabhupada book, read Srila Prabhupada book, and one of the students, Srila Prabhupada, very clearly, he once said that to preach, to read Srila Prabhupada book, to digest Srila Prabhupada book, and then what Shri Bhagavad Gita, Shri Bhagavatam, or Shri, then only come to preach. And Srila Prabhupada, they will... there is one exhibition, and H.H. Gopal Krishna Maharaj said, we will keep our all Srila Prabhupada book. So Srila Prabhupada said, very nicely answered that, that my student my student of Srila Prabhupada said that they are, you cannot buy the diamond from outside and you cannot like a bhav talmel like in a mandi, sabji mandi you are doing. So that the only qualified people will accept Lord Krishna concepts and Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu. And then you explained so nicely about the only about the Bhaktivedanta Trusta, and then the Gaudiya Math point give Krishna concepts and deliver them without any mixture. So only and only whatever we hear from Srila Prabhupada book, we have to preach as it is, not mixture, not add our own words, and explain so nicely the medicine not important for all of us. Duty started recommended by Srila Prabhupada. Read, apply, preach. Why preach? We try to repeat as it is, not to add mixed or our own words. Accepted Swarup Damodar Goswami, Swarup Damodar Goswami, the principal, we are the Rupanugas, and where we are, there is so many things. I just go to there is a Chaita, all the points I write down by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev, and the realization and last realization you explained so nicely about we all are not heed the sinner, but the sin. We always request everyone, respect everyone, not able to not ki hame koi respect de, not able to expect. Then whole science Krishna consciousness is narrating what is the standard of drama, how we all are following the Rupanuga, and the Krishna consciousness is the antiseptic effect. The fourth is material worlds and par dukhe dukhi. The fifth is profound acting and sixth is Krishna katha, love Krishna katha. So we saw Lord Krishna, we hear Krishna katha, we saw Krishna kasha, and as it is, we teach from our senior, our Guru Parampara and Srila Prabhupada. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji and Lord Jagannath is not different. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji is dancing in the Sisi Jagannath Rath Yatra, that time Jagannath Ji and Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji is reminding the pastime of Srimati Rashi Radharani and Lord Krishna. And one nice example of Govinda Maharaj, when he meet first time, he said Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji is Lord Krishna. That time he said, I want to meet Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada is there. Srila Prabhupada said, no, Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji is ordinary devotee. Again Govind Maharaj said, no, Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji is Lord Krishna. So this is the faith in their I want to meet Guru Maharaj. This is the faith in Guru words. So we should be just follow the spiritual master words as it is, and one glance is enough for us. And by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev and Srila Radha Gopinath, we can preach little bit. So nicely explained whole class, Prabhuji, koti koti dhanvat pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai.
Hare Krishna. As always, you are inspiring by your own enthusiasm. So thank you so much for being who you are. Actually, I just remembered that there is a very nice explanation Prabhupada gives in one of the purports about apasampradaya. So during this lockdown, I gave an entire series on sampradaya versus apasampradaya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, after he realized how so many bogus people have sprung up, he traveled entire Gauda Desha personally, and he found out 13 different classifications. Of course, he found many, many apasampradayas. The definition of apasampradaya means one who looks like a bona fide devotee, he dresses like a bona fide devotee, he may have so many quotients around him as a bona fide devotee, but his philosophy, principle, goal, practices, everything are all completely deviant and aberrated. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has compiled 13 different classifications. We had a good fortune of going through all the 13 of them, and there is a very detailed explanation Prabhupada gives in different places about these apasampradayas. So Swarup Damodar Goswami and every Vaishnava Acharya, they have worked hard in making sure that we don't become a deviant person, and we need to be very careful. Of course, there is a completely 180 degree tangent to this, the whole class, which probably, we can separately discuss at some point in time. Where Srila Prabhupada also wanted his students to be an independently thoughtful person. So I'm writing writing something on that. So maybe sometime in the future we can discuss. Because how can you follow Sampradaya? How can you be part of Sampradaya? And how can you also be remaining independently thoughtful? So there are signs about it. Very, very wonderful session once His Holiness Krishna Kshetra Maharaj gave on this during our annual meet in Mayapur. So maybe sometime in the future we can discuss. But yes, thank you so much for your summary, Vrinda Gopi Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, we know you are so tired, but we need your association. So can you please sing whatever you like to, whatever the special bhajan, Vaishnava song for you?
Yes, yes. I am not tired. I am always enthusiastic when I am speaking to you all. If there are no questions, I will sing. If there are any questions, I'll just take
a Hare question. Krishna, Prabhuji. A very, very Krishna. Beautiful class. Thank you so much. And thank you, Vrinda Gopika Mataji, for your beautiful summary. It's like, twice we are hearing already Prabhu gives the summary, and then if I miss from there, you have covered everything. Thank you so much. Thank you, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Anyone else have any other questions? Otherwise, I've been requested to sing a song, so I'll make it, keep it smaller, shorter, so that you all can take a break from this session. Okay, I'll sing this song called E Bara Karuna Karo Vaishnava Gosai. Since we glorify Srila Prabhupada and his contribution, and it's a very prayer, meditative, and authentic one. E Bara Karuna Karo Vaishnava Gosai. Patita pavana toma bine ke hona jaharani kate gele papa dure jai e mona doyala prabhu Keba kotai pai Gangara parasa hoile Paschate pavan Darshane pavitra koro Eto margo Haristane aparade tare harinam tomastane aparade nahi paritran tomara hridaye sada Govinda Vishram Govinda Kohena Mora Vaishnava Paran Prati Janme Koriyasha Sharane Radhuli Narotame Koro Doya Apanara Boli Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Tai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Jaya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Tai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
Thank you, thank you, thank you very much.
Prabhuji, Koti Koti Namah Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Gopinath Ki
Jai. You are launching class today, and we are very grateful to you. We look forward to your association again and again and again in future. Nobody, if anybody has any questions, if there's nobody have any question, then we can call end the call here. One shakal patal kyashya kripasin tu gyeva cha patitanam pavane jyo vishnav jyo namo nama. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit ki jai. Sri Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His grace. Ram Giridhari Prabhu ki jai.
Hare Krishna.
Very much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji Dhanvat Pranam.
Ram Giridhar Prabhuji Ki Jai.
Jai.
Thank you, dear. Hare Krishna.